Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Brooks.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast.
Do you know for sure?
Do you?
I'm pretty sure I know for sure, but this podcast is going to help us know.
We're back, you guys, with another episode of the Know For Sure podcast. I'm B. Simone.
I'm Megan Ashley.
And today we have Lord. A guest.
Oh,
what you thought I was going to do?
Never mind.
Go ahead. I'm about to do that, too.
Okay,
I'll introduce the guest in a minute. You ready? We're back.
I told you,
Come on, you have to do it.
Oh, man.
5, 6, 7, 8,
we're back. All this talking.
5, 6, 7, 8, we're back. Oh, that was good. Jess. She's like, I gotta go.
Jess is like, are you back or not?
What are we doing? Like, come on. Fuck.
Like, for real. I did not come all the way here for that. Y'all, we had to get Jess to come from Baltimore. We're in New York again. Be more, son.
Mm-hmm.
We're in New York again. Know For Sure podcast. If you've ever seen our podcast, it's about healing, growing, evolving, having the tough conversations as millennials with my best friend of 20 years, baby.
I hate it so much. I hate it. I hate it.
All right, Jess.
Yo, you got to relax on the tea tree. You had the whole plane smelling like tea tree the entire flight.
I'm trying to grow my edges so I could care less about
y'all. Did y'all smell that on the flight? Tea tree.
Really?
Say, yeah.
Tea tree smells so good.
But it's overwhelming. You go overboard.
I'd be like,
damn.
Seriously, she goes overboard. You got to relax.
Okay.
Weird as shit.
She's weird.
The fuck?
She's weird.
But your braids look good. I love
Thank you.
Braids.
Come on, grit.
I know. What's they up, grit? I only got like an inch. Little piece. We have Jess Hilarious on the podcast, y'all. Clap
y'all
it up.
Y'all been asking for that.
Y'all been begging.
Yes.
Where's Jess? Y'all? Where's Jess? It's like, give us a minute.
Y'all, no. Clap it up in the room. Everybody clap. We got a guest in this bitch. Let's go.
Gang, gang.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
Megan made her a little drink.
Okay, oh, look, so I call her twin in my head because everybody says
that every me comment. And Jess. I thought that was Jess.
I thought that was Jess. She looked like Jess Hilarious. She looked like Jess Hilarious.
You're like twin.
I'm like twin.
At this point.
My twin.
I love you.
I look, man,
you're
so what?
Pretty. Here.
Yeah. One.
Okay.
You're so pretty, though. Shit.
Jess is hilarious. Literally, Jess
hilarious. Jess is
Thank
hilarious.
You. Thank you.
Literally.
The funniest part.
Literally.
If y'all don't know who she is, you've been living under a rock, but I don't know why you would not know that. Her skits.
She's hilarious.
Please. Even if you do know who she is and you have not seen her skits on social media, yeah. Y'all, it's the wittiness, the cleverness. The rawness. She even roasts me on her fucking Jess with the Miss. She'd be like, be Simone. Like, I'd be like, okay, you're my friend. Right.
You're my friend.
I know.
Please. I love it, though.
But I love you, though. You know that shit ain't. No.
So if nobody knew who you were, just tell them who you are in like a nutshell. Who is Jess Hilarious?
No, seriously.
No. So Jess Hilarious is just a real girl from Baltimore City, just, you know, urban. I'm a mom first. I am a woman of God. Motherfuckers don't even really. Damn, can I say motherfuckers?
Yeah,
you can say that. No, be yourself.
No, because you know
she said,
them,
I'm a woman of God. Motherfuckers don't really.
You know, they're Christian and they, and I'm Christian too. You know, I'm just.
She's real. She's kind. Herself.
Yes.
And that's why we love her.
Yeah.
And people don't understand. You know, like, I'm real. Some people may think that I don't give a fuck about a lot. I give a fuck about a lot.
A lot.
I give a fuck about everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if we give a fuck about too much, it's like, where are we?
What do you really care about?
It's like, yes. And then it's like, we can't pay certain things too much attention. So when I say I don't give a fuck about, you know, certain things, it's just things that will be a detriment to me.
Yeah.
And things that will hold me back. You know
I
what I
saw
mean?
That on, like, I think it was your show, Carefully Reckless?
Yep.
Or no, not the other one.
Reckless Discussions.
Yes. She has a show called Reckless Discussions. Yeah. And it was a clip. You were like, I care. When I say I don't give a fuck, I care about when people question my character, though. I resonated with that.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, when
that's
it comes
to- That's a big thing for you.
That's a big thing for me. You could say I'm fat. You could say I'm not funny. You could say I'm ugly. You could say I'm broke. You could say all that weird shit.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
My character.
But who I am.
As a person. Like,
No, I'm very heartfelt. I'm very warm.
Yeah.
I'm soft-hearted. You know, I'm loyal. Mm-hmm. I go hard for my real friends and people that I do love and care about. So, you know, I love to stand up for people who can't stand up for themselves. I have tough skin. So I'm like, shit, if somebody being picked on or, you know, any type. I love genuinity.
Yeah,
I love when people are, that's a fucking word, Frank. Shit, he looking, it is, it's not. All right, yeah.
She said
is
sure.
It?
She said it.
No, she kind of is it.
Well, I love genuinity. Like I said.
Yo, put that bitch up. What's the definition of genuinity? Because if it ain't a word,
if it ain't a word, it's
now.
A word now.
It's a word
Prince said, she said, it's a fucking word.
Yep. I love.
I was just like,
I was gonna say genuineness, but no, she said cleverness. That's dumb. She gonna say, I love her rawness. Like, no,
cleverness.
We making up words.
Don't bring me in this.
Genuineness.
Now you changed it. Is it
genuinity?
Genuinity.
Wow.
Boom.
Okay.
She didn't even know it was a word. Okay. What I said.
I love genuinity.
Literally.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
I think that's why I think there are certain people, like, we talk about this often. Like, I don't click with a lot of people. And I don't fuck with a lot of people.
I was about to say that.
I don't.
I always think, outside of Jess, I always think everybody's my friend. I always see the good in people.
All the time, every day.
Just be like, that bitch don't like you, me. Come on.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, we gonna beat that bitch
up.
I'm like, no, we're not.
And she's like, no, just pray.
You're like, well, why? We can pray after.
Yeah.
Like, turn up on these
You
hugs.
Know, but
and Megan loves Jess.
I love Jess.
Thank you.
Love. We just said.
And it's Marco, too.
It's Marco.
Like Marco.
Oh, Marco. Marco is over there being a goof. Are you like,
We got the guys in the studio, and it's such a guy thing. I say, turn your phone off.
And the first phone that goes off is this nigga.
And it's loud. And it's the annoying ringtone.
And then don't nobody even have that
ringtone.
Don't. No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, use
that's
a
not
normal
even
one.
An iPhone.
Is that a Nextel?
We know it's you, Marco. We know it's you.
We know it's
what
you.
Is that? That's some Microsoft shit.
Windows 95.
Yeah,
no,
for sure, 95.
AOL. Chat.
Windows 95 is hilarious.
The shit.
That's but I don't fuck with everybody. But it is the authenticity that I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
And in person, you're very authentic.
Thank
like
you.
It's felt.
She
it's not,
is who she is.
Yeah, it's not a thing. Because you know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been around those people where it's like, oh, you just.
Yeah. Or you who you are on the internet or portray yourself to be in this image is not who you
are
in person.
In real life,
I love that about you.
Thank you.
I love that. And I love how encouraging you are. Like, I love people who love her, who really love her.
Yeah.
Like, who really love her and support her and got her back. I'll fuck with you.
Yeah. And you can see that a mile away. I usually can. I'm like, that's my friend. Megan's like, okay.
I really do not. She's very sweet.
She's yep.
sweet. And just cute. Over the years from when I first met her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh. Like, she's, yeah. she's very sweet. You
And our relationship has grown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really can't be mean to
you
her.
Can't.
You really can't dislike
I be trying,
her.
You can't.
It's very hard. I be trying to.
Don't touch yeah. me.
Okay. Well, you know her a little more, than, a lot more than everybody else yeah. knows her.
She annoys so me like, more than know, anybody on the earth.
But she, and she's allowed to.
On the earth?
She is I allowed mean, to.
More but than Jonah. Spoke.
Jonah's a child, Braylon. Like, he's 8.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. yes, you're yes. a grown-ass woman. You see what I'm talking about?
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
You see what I'm
I
talking about?
I didn't see the side. That's not what I saw. That's not how she became my friend. Not Chicky Nuggy. The fuck is going on here?
Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. Spider-Man.
You was I'm like so Chicky Nuggy. Like, bitch, you're an adult.
Grow up. Grow up. But yes, people who genuinely have her back and is genuine.
Yeah.
Like, just be turning up.
What?
And I love that. I love people who turn up.
That are who they are in your face or who they are behind your back.
Yes.
Jess will be like, I don't fuck with that.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that you did that.
No. Nope.
You ready to go get a drink? Like, yeah. bitch, you just. But you're very.
But I love that.
I love that. Yeah. And I'm still trying to find a balance between that.
Me
like,
too.
Being honest and raw and.
Yeah.
I grew up tiptoeing.
I know.
Wanting everybody.
In your Jordans.
In I mean, my in mm-hmm. my Converse. I didn't have J's.
Mm. Damn it.
Oh, damn. How you tiptoeing them? They the bendy shoes.
Yeah, I'm like, it's easy to tiptoe in those.
Your toes.
All right, okay.
All right, okay. All right, yeah.
That's all right. If you got to tiptoe in Converse, that's what you got to do. Mm. And that's fine.
I used to have K-Swiss.
Oh
no! What I was about to say, don't fuck them up, K. So that was the first day of
the crispy white ones.
What?
Them laces?
Before
the
there was ones.
On the side.
Before mm-hmm. the ones were ones.
It
really,
was K-Swiss.
It was K-Swiss.
Crispy.
What? I would steal a pair every year.
What? Yes.
Please. Make sure I was fresh for school. Them five stripes. I'm walking in. Shit.
Like, what's up?
What's up?
Fifth grade ain't ready for me.
What?
Fifth grade ain't ready for me.
Yes.
That jean dress, I had a jean dress. Did y'all have a jean dress?
I had jean dress, jersey dresses. Jersey dresses.
Well, Melissa, jersey did y'all have Melissa's?
Jersey
yes.
dress. I never Melissa's? Fucked with Melissa's.
No, what is
those
that?
Is nasty.
The clear shoes that fogged up.
Oh, the jellies?
Never
what
fucked with those.
Melissa?
That's what they
That's
was going
to the brand.
Oh.
The jellies?
Jesse. Oh.
Her name was Melissa.
Hell,
the
yeah,
Melissas.
I had them Melissas.
I did not have
I
those.
Know that.
I thought they was nasty. Those are nasty ass shoes.
Nasty
those
shit.
Are nasty
and
fucking
we wasn't
shoes.
Cleaning them.
Shoes be
not
fogging
even
up.
Cleaning them. Yep.
Your shoes are fogging
your
up.
Feet sweaty.
Ew.
Yeah.
You know the toe jam stuff, like when your feet.
Megan, we're not gonna talk about toe jam again.
Yeah.
We talked about.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm just saying. Jim Melissa's was full
I need
of
a straw.
Toe jam. No,
I
you
drink
don't.
Out of this Jesus.
You need to stop drinking. That's what you
it's
need.
It's like
to
holding
do.
A pot up to your
No, seriously.
Shit, I love it. Put this shit.
Pot of gumbo.
But back to Jess's character.
Okay.
Raylan. Fucking mukbang. Relax.
Jesus.
Jesus
right.
criminy. Get it together.
Okay.
Raylan makes the most noises for no reason. She takes a sip and it's like...
For nothing.
Y'all don't be wanting to taste it.
In the mic.
In the mic. Mm-hmm. I'm like, relax.
All right, sorry. Jess was one of the first people, if not the first person, to help me with my stand-up set.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I called her and we was on the phone for 2 hours. I ran all my jokes by her. She was like, don't say that.
Like, just that shit is whack,
some
bro.
Of them. All of them wasn't bad. No, no.
She was
no.
like, you can't do that. Like, yeah. they're yeah. going to boo you. You need yeah. to have energy and don't say that.
Yeah.
But she helped me a lot with my first energy.
I remember when you guys were on Wild 'N Out, right, in New York. Was it your first season?
Yeah.
In New York?
But wait, no.
I think we did our first season together.
Together,
yeah.
actually.
Wow.
We did.
That's
we
what
did
I'm saying, but I remember you calling me after y'all got high.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. This girl, look, because I was getting high every day. You know, and she, this girl did not smoke or nothing. She was just like, no, Jess. Like, oh, my God.
I was so paranoid.
She had a blunt. That girl couldn't stop getting her to laugh. Like, it was so
Didn't
it was
they
everything.
Cut your shit? Didn't they cut
no.
it?
No. She's talking about when we had to sit in front of the camera, and they didn't even air that.
Oh, shit. You talking about that shit? Oh, no. You was high as a fucking kite.
You were, too.
I was, but I was still responsive.
But they didn't put your parts in either, Jess.
They edited all
up.
Of our... No.
She said they didn't.
They edited us out because we kept laughing and nobody else was laughing but us.
Yeah, she, no, B kept saying, she was like, what was the question? I'm like, oh my God, they just asked us. So I would try to get us on track and she's like, what was the question?
Oh,
and I'm like,
all right, they're not going to air the shit.
I thought they had some of my shit.
They didn't air none of it.
Oh, fuck.
No, we were on it together.
I know we were sitting side by side. You kept asking what the question was.
You thought they were just going to edit me out and crop you in? No, bitch. They didn't air shit.
But it was okay. It was my fault that we was high.
Okay, we're going to do rapid fire really quick.
Okay, this is for Jess.
Rapid fire. This is for Jess. Ready? This is rapid, so you first thing that comes to your mind.
Yes, ma'am.
Anal or vaginal?
Vaginal.
Crazy sex experience or lick the cat?
Crazy sex experience.
Really?
Lick the cat? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We got to
I don't know what that means. So I'm like,
well, she said crazy sex experience.
I'm like, well, yeah.
We need to talk to you about one of your sex experiences.
Please. Jesus. Or not, because we at the moment we talk about this, we're going to be on this shit forever.
No, that's fine. Because men need to be motivated and learn how to please their women in the bedroom and stop doing all that little boy shit.
Okay, let me finish the rapid fire and then we can get into it. Favorite tattoo?
The one of my mother's name.
Aww.
On my right titty.
Right titty? Tell us one secret.
Something that nobody knows about Jess Hilarious. About Jessica.
Jessica.
Not Jess Hilarious.
I'm just having the best sex I've ever had in my life.
Okay, let's get to it.
All right, let's get to it.
Wait. Single, dating, or in a relationship? Or are you in a situationship?
Single.
I thought she was going to say situationship. That's so cute. Jess is so pretty.
She is.
At the camera. Brings me to two questions.
Mm-hmm.
You single now?
I'm very much single, yes.
Okay, and I know you were in a public relationship. It was a little public.
Yeah, it wasn't really that public, but it was public by way of couples retreat. And that was that. And there's a lot of people that were speculating about that being real. And that was a very real relationship.
Y'all were in love?
No, please.
No, okay. She said
it was... No, we weren't in love.
Okay, but loved him.
I did. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I did love him. I actually still do have a lot of love for him. Because you just can't turn that shit off.
Yeah.
You know, just like
when
that.
You care
but
about
you
somebody.
Do know that, but you know when you're done, you're done. You know, when you're fed up, you're fed up. And while you can still love a person and love, you know, you can love from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to start loving you. You know, so that's what I realized. I gotta start loving me because, like, I'm giving chances to this and that and all this and
not giving yourself a chance
and not giving myself a fucking chance, yo. Like, I mean, like, I'm being so patient. Okay, he doesn't know how to love. Okay, let me.
Maybe I could teach him.
Still not
this.
My job.
That's not my job
to do that because now you're taking away from me. And it's like, damn, when do I gain?
Because we have so many Black women who are in toxic relationships, how would you tell them to move past that, to go get out of that relationship? Mm-hmm. Like, how did you
get to the point where you're like, I'm done?
It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? How do you get to the point where you muster up the courage to be like, you know what? Like we talked about the last episode, I'd rather be brave and fail and move on than stay stagnant and be hurting.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be honest, I think God works in mysterious ways. I know.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I know for sure that God works in mysterious ways because, listen, when something is in your face and you are constantly ignoring what's in your face and what's right for you and you know what's right for you, but you still want to chase.
Hold on to that.
And someone is chasing you and showing you themselves like, yo, you have bluffed me out. You have ran away from me for years. You have, like, yo, what the fuck do I got to do?
And showing you that this exists.
Showing me that there is someone that will love you and that will love you while you love yourself and will love you for loving your fucking self.
Wow.
Who's attracted to you loving you.
Yeah.
Because they see you.
Like, oh, damn, she's strong. And I love the way she love herself. I love the way she walk. I love the way she carry herself. You grab it. Anytime you grab in my face and you're constantly like,
Jesus.
You're beautiful. You're so pretty. And the affirmations for me. And you're just, you know, you're beautiful. Cradling me, and it's just like, and I'm over here fighting another motherfucker to even say I love you. Wow. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
So the fact that it's available, and now I know it exists.
I know it exists.
And I keep, I've kept running, you know. And I don't know why we do this as women. We'll chase
the wrong
something
one.
That's not even
the
for
bad
us.
Guy or the guy. Yeah, the
and
trauma.
Then we have someone chasing behind us, and when we feel that we're defeated. We'll open up to a person who has been saying, well, bitch, come
well,
over
I'm right
here.
Here.
I've been here.
I'm venting to you, and you're the one for me.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Why you can't vent to him? Why are you venting to me? And I'm not the
you can't
you
even
know
talk
saying?
To
You can't even talk
crazy.
To this nigga.
That's
you
crazy.
You can't even
about
talk
how
to
you
this
feel.
Nigga.
Because if you could, you wouldn't be talking to me about it.
Ooh.
And I'm just supposed to just be here. And but be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just like once God reveals.
You have to listen, and you have to pay attention to that.
You have to be able to take heed. Like, you have to be, okay, I hear you, God.
I
do.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you
because I'm trying to figure out why I'm hurt, why love has never been. That's one thing about Jess Hilarious has never been able to keep a man and be happy with one.
Mm.
That's some real shit. I'm going to be vulnerable and transparent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally, never.
Good for you.
She said,
Marco, lay back.
Yeah.
It's not for you. But, yeah, never. Been able to.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out why.
Yeah.
You're ignoring.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
God said you come to me for so much other things. Ooh. And you listen to what you want to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about this? What about that? I've given you all right, cool. Look, whatever. It's like we have selective
hearing
when it comes to what he's trying to do.
Because we don't
want to
do the uncomfortable things.
Right.
We don't want to do the hard things.
We don't want to face that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, no, I'm tired. I had this conversation with you, B.
Yeah.
At Wildin' Out weeks ago, I said, yo, I'm tired of failed relationships. So I think that's why I settle.
Mm.
I'm tired. You're like, and she told me, she's like, that's what dating is about. How the fuck you going
to
find somebody and you scared of
to
what
try.
The world will
yeah.
think
what?
Because... This is another boyfriend that's failed. This is another boyfriend
so
that's failed.
What?
No. How they can do it, we can't do it. What are you talking about? That's why people date. That's the point of dating.
That's
to see what is for you, to see what you like. And, you know, and then you have to learn yourself while you're dating, too. I learned something about myself with
every
guy
time.
I do.
What?
And if my soulmate is, like I told you, if it's door number 30, I'm not about to get stuck on door number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Keep knocking till I get to my soulmate.
Yeah.
Because it exists.
Yeah. It exists.
I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah.
That is difficult.
And stepping into what you really want is such an empowering thing. Like, owning your choice and not settling.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, you know what, actually, this doesn't feel good to me.
Yeah.
And I don't feel the need to have to explain that to you.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Every time.
If I did explain it once.
I feel the need to do what I feel called to do or drawn to do, and I don't feel the need to have to defend it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where I'm at in my life. At 32, I'm not defending my decisions
This
no
is
more.
What God called me to do.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Because I make sure that I align myself and I'm intentional about the things that I do, so I'm not defending that no more.
Yeah.
All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show. This episode of In Totality with Megan Ashley is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? No, seriously, really think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time, but the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you. I've spoken a few times on this podcast about how therapy has really helped me on my journey, and it can certainly help you if you're thinking of starting therapy. Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/totality today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality.
And you know what I mean? I find when you do try to do that and you're dealing with someone like someone that manipulates and someone that knows, they know
how to get to you.
When you know what I'm saying? Because just for example, my last relationship, you know, it's like you don't know how to love. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, something that was before me. Mm-hmm. I didn't cause that.
I didn't cause, right. Mm-hmm. But I'm...
And yeah, I'm affected by it. And I've tried. And it's like, you know, when somebody is, they don't know how to love, but they know how to get you to...
Manipulation.
You know what I'm saying? It's manipulation. Yeah. It's like, I'll find myself explaining, like you just said, you don't want to do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it either. But I found myself explaining time at the time. This is what I want. It's like, you're not giving it to me. And it's just like, this or is like a struggle. And it's like, oh, so this is what love is? This is what you're just giving up? Mm. And it's all I ask for is time and patience. And it's like, oh my God. You know, but these issues have nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
And
you need to go do the work.
Your actions are not aligning with what you're saying that you want. You know what I'm saying?
That's like we talked about with tolerance and patience.
Yeah.
Mm. I want you to be patient. Well, in the midst of being patient, there has to be changes.
Yeah.
Are you even trying to get there?
Yeah.
You keep talking about this is what love is, but are you meeting me halfway? Like I'm over the half mark.
I'm on your side.
Right.
Why am I an enemy?
I am on your side. Yeah, I'm not even at the halfway. I'm on your side. Cross that path. We've been past,
We're past that.
I'm on your side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've even dummied down my heart.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
And going back to what we kind of talked about last night, I can't do my work and yours. My work is my work. Your work is your work. I cannot do both.
Yeah.
And I can't.
And not that age has anything to do with it, but you are older.
Yeah. Ooh. But I feel like that's who they are then.
Yeah.
Like the older it's like this is who you are. This is your character.
That's why I said y'all spoke a word when y'all said I'd rather be brave and fail than be stagnant and stuck.
Ooh.
After a certain age, if you stagnant and stuck, that's where you want
that's
to be.
Where you
become
choose
comfortable
to be.
With that level.
Mm-mm.
So that's it's like, choice. Shit, why would I change now? Yeah, all right, it's been working for me. No, it hasn't.
And guess what? There are people that are out there like that. There are people
for you.
That are cool with just being, I got the same house I've had for 28 years. I got the same routine. I change my car every 10 years, and I don't really do a whole lot, and I do that. And there are people that are out there. Go find somebody that's for you.
Yeah.
That doesn't want to grow. That doesn't want to heal.
And if you're in a relationship and one person is evolved and evolving or still evolving and you are choosing not to, let that person go.
Let them evolve.
Let them go. Trying to hold on to something that is selfish.
It's selfish.
And it doesn't benefit anyone. Nope. It doesn't benefit you.
It don't even benefit the person that's doing it.
That's what I'm saying. It don't even benefit you.
Yeah.
Because now you're with somebody who resents you. I have all these dreams and aspirations of what my life is, and now I have literally decided to not dream those things anymore to have you, to get you to love me. Because you don't want
to
grow.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
At the same time, what is your purpose? Like, what are you here for?
Exactly.
What is this for you?
But I feel like but we're all in our 30s, right?
Just yeah, I'm 30.
30. Yeah. We're 32. 32.
You're 30?
I know. Don't you like, oh, she's a baby.
Baby. I'm like, you're 30?
2 years older. Okay.
I know, but it's like.
Please. Please. I'm like, wow.
Ashley, you be quiet because you are for real, baby.
22.
You're 21.
What?
No, she's 27.
She's a baby,
but still,
though.
She's a baby. Oh, she 27? Said 27.
27 is a baby. It's a baby.
That was still 90.
It's still a baby. Great. But I feel like as you get older, like, for us, at least, I feel like our mentality at 30, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
It is a.
The things you look for in a man are just so different.
What is your credit score?
Yes. Listen. The fuck? What is your credit score? Yeah.
The situations I used to be in with them. What? Like in trap houses thinking it was cool?
Where do you...
Like, what are you talking
about? Listen, I thought I was living a life.
What?
Running with the wrong ones.
Yeah.
They're dangerous. God really saved us from so much. Like, why am I in a car with
you? I'm running errands with you is what I think. You're selling drugs.
Drugs?
I'm holding it.
I thought
my backpack.
I thought we were running errands, like sending off.
Please, I don't want to go.
Chicken nugget.
Fuck.
For sure. So did the police pull you over? Spider-Man. He's like, I am
Spider-Man. Bitch, I'm down. Okay, I'd be mentally challenged in a minute.
In a heartbeat.
Like, fuck. I'm sorry. I'm just fucking this
I'm
man.
I'm not going to prison.
He pays for my shoes.
Please.
The fuck? Fuck wrong with you?
I was here because the J's dropped tomorrow.
That's it. Like,
that's it.
He said he got a table.
He got a table. Bitch, y'all.
He got a table?
That's it.
I was just trying to go out.
That's yo. It.
That hurts my stomach.
No, for
that
sure.
That shit is shit that we really thought was cool at a certain point.
It's foolish.
It's like, yo.
And it's foolish.
Yeah.
And it's foolish.
And we
foolish.
Thought
you're not only putting your heart on your line, but literally your life on your line.
Yeah, we thought that was love when we were younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at us now. It's like, damn.
It's different. And it's like I need mental stimulation more than anything.
More than anything.
More than anything.
Can I talk to you?
Can I?
I'm so big on that right now. Like, the next guy I gotta talk.
Like, a conversation is the hardest thing to have with niggas these days.
What?
Isn't it crazy?
I'd be like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, no substance. No,
like,
nothing.
None.
Don't WYD me every
two days.
WYD.
I hate ILY. I hate
Illy.
IMY.
Illy.
I hate FRFR. For real. What the fuck is furf? I'm not talking to you. You're a grown ass man.
That's ridiculous.
Jess, what is it?
What is furf?
And then when a nigga say to me, it's given. Excuse me?
You were done. What is it given?
It's given blocking.
It's given?
It's given, you're blocked.
No, you're not my fucking homegirl.
It's given?
Why?
It's giving.
Yeah, it's giving.
Let me tell you what it's giving. Let me tell you what it's giving.
Yes.
So, since we're talking about relationships and you gracefully moving on out of your relationship, which I'm so proud of you for, because that is very, very hard, ladies. I'm not saying it's easy.
No, it's not.
But it is possible when you have self-love and you choose yourself first. Let's talk about, like...
Okay, hold on. Let me set this up.
We gotta be careful.
Let me quarterback it.
Quarterback.
So they're on tour, right? So we're gonna be in every city together, right?
Every city.
So B's like, oh, you gotta talk to Jess, bro. You told me some shit, bro. You gotta talk to Jess. And I'm like, what? So I don't even know how you brought it up. We were backstage.
I think I just told her.
No,
like,
she just told me. She brought it up to me.
Wow. Yeah.
And she's basically to the extent of I'm having the best sex ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so Jess starts to go into details. And when I say,
honestly,
any bitch that's holding her drink like that is getting good dick.
She is holding a fucking goblet like this. She said,
heavy as fuck.
Do you know how much, hold on. As a man, do you know how much of a flex it really is? Because women be lying about sex.
For sure.
We don't be enjoying that shit like that.
Oh, my God.
Let's keep it a buck.
Yeah, let's get real with it.
Let's keep it a buck.
After Jess's sex story, I thought of all the men I gave my body to, and I was like, why the fuck would I do that?
Yeah.
If they're not doing that.
I've never had that experience. I'll just say that. I've never had that experience.
If they're not doing that.
Listen.
I don't need to be laying down next to you.
After that sex, I looked at everybody before. Like. What the fuck was I doing?
What was I doing?
Yeah.
And you experienced it. We just heard about it.
We didn't even experience it.
We like, damn.
That's we literally have conversations. We're like,
come through. Just look.
When I say, no, seriously, I'm like, can I sit
in? I didn't take notes.
I'm like, is there a live session that I can just sit in and take notes?
Because after she told us,
it's the massage. Oh. It's the touch me. It's the way you fucking.
Let's start from the beginning. We gotta start from the beginning.
Okay.
Ooh, Lord.
About how this happened.
Yeah.
And obviously, we gotta keep it discreet. We on a damn podcast. Yeah. Number one podcast in the world.
Number one. No, for sure.
We can't say.
Tell like the story of how, because this guy was chasing you.
Oh, yes.
She just was not giving him the time of day. Okay.
What's crazy is
the person.
She's like, hold on.
She's like, he might see this shit. Wait a minute.
She didn't stand his guts. And no.
She said he was ugly. She never said that.
No. So it's, you know how it's a person that really, really just pays you all of the attention in the world.
Yeah.
It's a crush on you that just wants you, but you're always unavailable.
Mm.
You always seem to be with someone else. Mm-hmm. You always seem to be in something and you don't entertain it because it's just like, I'm here. And you know, in your mind, in the back of your mind, you should, but it's like, you're scared of the uncomfortable conversation that you have to have with
the person.
And that is such a perfect way to put it. But recently people don't give up.
She's like,
people, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
When you start to cross your
legs.
And do a little.
She said recently.
When you do a little.
Yes. All right. Listen.
It's a. Mm-mm.
When a man does not give up.
Oh my God.
Persistence.
And they stay. It's like, no. And I was scared because when I saw this person, I was like, oh my God, I know. The last time we talked, I bluffed him out on a trip that he had planned out the country.
And she didn't even go, y'all.
A
year ago.
It was booked and everything. Flights, hotel.
The man couldn't even get
it. It wasn't hotel. It was a villa.
It was a villa.
Yeah.
A villa?
Yeah. So we were going to be secluded. We were going to be away from everyone. And that is, you know.
And you would have had.
Listen, I would.
On a villa?
She didn't even know what she was missing.
In a villa?
But that's the thing. I didn't know what I was walking away from. I didn't know what I was sleeping on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Even outside of the sex.
Even outside of it.
Just the person.
A conversation is what we had before we laid down. I wanted to know how I was doing. What I was doing. Why I was doing who I was doing.
Yeah.
It's just like, where are you? How is your son? Like, where are you with your mother? What's your relationship
talking about
with
your career.
Parents? And yeah, career. But before we got to career, it is, are you close with your mom?
Mm.
Are you, like, what type of woman are you?
That's a grown-ass man.
I never got to know this because you never gave me the fucking time of the day. Like, basically. Mm. So it's like a jab. It's jabs here and there, but it's like,
but
nah,
even those
really
questions, caring about that stuff.
Caring
I can't remember
that.
The last guy that asked me about me being close to my parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's your relationship with your mother?
You know what I realized?
That is intent.
Mm.
He is intentional. That's intent.
Yeah.
And being asked what you're, like, a big one for me is being asked what you're thinking about. Mm. If you're with somebody and they've never asked you, what are you thinking about?
Mm.
That's weird to me.
Yeah. I ask that sometimes.
I have to, like, that is a big thing for
like
me.
What's going through your mind?
I want somebody to care about what's going through my mind. Like, what are you thinking about?
Yeah, what you thinking about? I feel like I asked you that.
No, for sure. But I'm saying, like, in a romantic relationship.
With a man. I know.
She thinks that we go together. We don't go together, bro.
I'm like, I ask you that.
I ask you that every day. Like, no, a man. Gonna find a way to abuse
a man. I can't reach you. Give it back so I can throw it again.
We don't go together.
Yes,
and yes, you asked me what I'm thinking about.
Okay.
You want a man's ass.
I'm like,
I know, me too. I thought we was happy in our friendship.
And then
I
didn't think we needed a nigga.
We don't need niggas. No. We got each other.
We have each other.
No, for sure. Like, shut up. Shit.
Chicken and geek. Like, okay, all right, what? Just
grow up.
So then we got on my career. You know, he's like, just asking me, like, you know, I watched Rel. That was the very first sitcom that I that was the series female lead.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he's just like, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, on that.
It was canceled, like, it, you know, when it got, and I was like, nigga, you don't ask me that. And he was like, no, what did you think?
Yeah.
Mm. Like, why? It was a good show.
Yeah.
Killed it, by the way.
Yeah.
I watched every episode.
Wow.
What were your initial thoughts when they told y'all weren't coming back for a season two? That made me think, because I thought that was a fail years ago. So I buried that shit way back.
Mm.
He brought that up and I was defensive immediately. And he's like, I'm not against you. I want to know what the fuck you thought about it. Nobody asked you. I don't see no interviews about it.
Woo.
So nobody asked you that. Like, I just want to know. Would you ever do another one? Yes, I would. Why haven't you worked toward it? Have you? Your career, it's different. It's a conversation. That made my pussy wet. You understand?
Period. What? That gave me chills.
Yes. I got goosebumps. Yeah.
That made, I'm chills. Sorry, Desi. I'm
Desi.
All right, go ahead, babe. It's all right.
Desi said, I got to go.
He said, bitch, fuck you.
No, but that's a real thing. But I don't think men take that into account.
The
fact that no one has ever asked me about why do I feel like I failed after that, you know?
Because
it wasn't anything that I did.
And let's talk about that. Why do you feel that? We'll get back to
that
story, because we're going to get into that.
I
do want to talk about that, because you were one of the first influencers that came from social media.
On a TV
if
show,
not the
on a,
first.
A
I'm,
network.
I'm sure other people have.
Of
but
course, yeah.
On a but network?
One of the, yeah.
Like, our dream.
And then Fox.
That's what I'm saying. Like a
series lead, not a cameo.
Yeah,
a lead.
Like
Martin, Fresh Prince. This is a sitcom.
I worked with Sinbad every episode.
That's crazy.
That's
every
nuts.
Episode.
That's crazy.
You know, I met so many legends, and I was there, and I just, man, like, I just thought it would be way more seasons after the first one, and then. When we got everybody got the email and got the call, and we didn't, but they couldn't tell us why.
Mm.
I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, does it
did you feel like
to do with you?
Because these were the times I was getting canceled.
Right.
So I really just automatically blamed myself. So I kind of buried that.
Mm.
And I buried that shit in the back of my mind because I'm like, oh my God. And then Rel called me like, nigga, what's wrong with you? Nah, it's just some shit that they won't extend for us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean when I say
us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It got nothing Jessica. Yeah.
But I was getting canceled. I was, you know, and it was around. He was like, yo, you, please. Don't do your thing. Be yourself.
Don't take this
the wrong way. Yeah. But what you're doing is the smallest piece of the fucking puzzle. Like that canceling, that's small.
Mall.
No, it's other shit.
Ain't gonna
shit.
Matter in a minute.
Yeah. It's not.
They don't. They try not to even have season one with us. That's what you don't know.
Yeah.
So him just strengthening me and just telling me like, yo, chill, because I blamed myself. So like I said, I still even after that conversation, I still was like, nah. I know if it ain't all me, it got a lot to do with me. And so when the guy had asked me about that shit. That's why I was
kind of instantly defensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and he was just like, chill. Is this all right? Put cameras on you. Like, I'm talking to you.
Wow. Mm. Somebody like, to kind of disarm you.
Yeah.
That's important.
To be able to put your weapons down.
And we're not here to fight.
And this is all before sex.
Yeah.
Do you know how safe you feel then when you do come together?
So it's like, and then what did I tell you? I said I wasn't drunk. I wasn't high.
Literally.
I was sober.
Because she told me, she said, I had the best sex of my life. She
and
said,
sober.
And you know you got to say that. Like, I didn't have a drink.
No, because the best sex be when you drunk.
Yeah.
Listen, right.
The best sex is when you drunk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you get your shit off. You be like, I got knees that can go.
Listen.
What's up? Swinging or, you know, whatever.
Strength. You got different strength. You got so much stamina.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, nigga, sexier, everything.
Right,
no,
right,
listen,
right,
right.
I was sober. I had a clear mind. I had a clear head. I went through a series of emotions in that conversation. And he saw me getting emotional, of course, because, like I said, I blamed myself. So I'm just like, damn. And then to not be on another fucking sitcom since then is like, I don't want to speak. Because when you speak certain shit,
it's going to happen.
Manifestation is what I fucking learned from you. No.
Yeah.
I ain't even going to say
you will be on another sitcom.
You will have your own show.
Once you speak those words. Mm-hmm. Listen, just like you can manifest good, you can manifest bad.
You sure can.
Come on.
We ain't doing it. So when I, you know, after I calmed down and everything, it was just like, all right, see, you know, but it felt like, all right, I haven't talked about it. It just felt like therapy.
A weight off your shoulder.
Yeah, because I never talked about it.
Mm.
You know, even my mom never asked me how I felt about it because she was scared of, like, you know, just like, okay, I know she don't want to talk about it. Nobody was ever brave enough to enter
ask.
That.
Wow.
And to not be intimidated by your
response.
Your protection.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I'm not worried about that. You can put your weapons down. I'm not here to fight you.
Put your shoulders down.
Yeah, it's all right.
Talk to me.
Oh. Wow.
You ain't on no fucking camera, chill.
Wow.
So how did it make you feel? Because whether or not it's canceled, it's still a season one.
Period.
You
still
did
it. Watch that shit.
And you still did it.
You did it.
So
you learned from it.
What's up?
You know, so...
That's important.
Disarming is crazy. I've never been disarmed.
That's important for a guy to do that. Ever. Yep.
By a man. No, girl, no what? No.
To be disarmed by and by a black man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is a different type of feeling. When a black man disarms you.
Yeah, because we always feel like they're coming at us.
Yep.
They're coming for us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I had to get out of that.
Yeah.
In that moment.
But that's creating a safe place. And anybody that has emotional maturity, especially as a man, you create that safe space, even if she is defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she is putting up those walls and she is showing her armor.
He didn't fight back.
He doesn't change his...
He doesn't change who he is. That's Nobody can get you out of your character when you're emotionally mature.
Very
Ever.
Calm.
He stayed who he was.
Always calm.
Because he was moving with intent. My intent is not to hurt you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So because my intention is not to hurt you, then I'm not about to switch. I'm just talking to you.
Yeah. I just want to know, genuinely. I watched it. I watched every episode. I want to know.
Yeah.
That was so attractive to me because it's a difference between somebody just saying, oh, I watched, bro. Like, it was cool. You know what I mean? And talking about certain episodes.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're asking about the background.
After.
That's investment.
What you want to do in the future.
You don't want to do. You ain't never think about that.
Yeah.
Like, I just... You know, all right, well, why are you waiting on somebody to put you in another one? What's up?
Mm.
Like, what are you doing?
Mm.
You know?
Wow.
And while he's very blunt, you know I am too, so I'm thinking like, oh, this is going to clash. I'm in my mind, it's a series of emotions.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nigga, you better calm your fucking ass.
Yeah.
You know, for sure talking, you know what I'm saying? But I like it. Like,
but chicken nugget, but still.
No, for sure. Yeah.
But it's like, keep playing with me. Like,
yeah.
So blunt. And I'm like, what the fuck we doing? We ain't crying about it. Go get your own shit.
Mm.
You know, you're a creator. You have a whole talk show that lives on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting to the bag. You already made this.
Yeah. You can write your own show.
Yeah, you already been on here.
Yep.
Look at it like this. You already been on Fox.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
What's up? And I didn't have an answer.
Mm.
I was just like, come on, let's fuck. So it's like, all right, let's get too serious. But it's like, you know.
But that made you think.
It made me think. And I will never forget the fucking conversation.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what... When you say, like,
your mind in the conversation first.
When you can have a conversation with a man, and notice I'm
that's
not
true
saying
intimacy.
A nigga.
Right, a man.
When you have a conversation with a man, It's different because that is something that don't even happen these days. Niggas not worrying about
how you are.
Getting in your mind and shit.
Niggas be thinking like it gotta be something like, I don't know if they think it has to be a certain way, but just talk. Like just talk. Be
a friend.
Be normal. A like be, yeah. Just talk. Yeah. How would you talk to your homeboy?
But that's like what Ashley said. I think it was yesterday. She was like, niggas be thinking that intimate conversation or just conversation is too deep. We're falling in love. It's just like, my friend.
We're talking. Yeah.
I'm not saying we together now.
And I'm not saying you got to marry me right now.
I'm saying we're both human.
Like, stop running away from humanistic shit.
A conversation.
A conversation.
Communication.
Communication. Communication. Mm-hmm. That is crazy that is even a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That we can't talk to men.
Yeah.
Even the way they approach in the DM. Hello. I don't care.
It ain't even.
When I DM people, I say, hi, I am B. Simone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or hi, I am Braylon. Yes. I still introduce myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who are you? Hello, I am.
And then you ever pop in your shit with some eyeballs?
Girl.
The emoji. Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I always respond, creepy.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you do that in person? Don't ever look at me from the side like that. Yeah. I hate the peripheral eyes. Don't send me that shit. I'd be like, ooh, creepy.
Don't look at me in your peripheral.
What would you do if in person?
Listen, I'd be like, sex trafficking.
Like, no, seriously.
Like, what's wrong with you? What
kidnap.
The fuck do you want?
Creep.
Say
creep.
Hello. Can
say
I
hello.
Take you to dinner or say, or.
Introduce yourself.
Even if you just trying to fuck. Just be like, just say, don't say just that. Just be like, hey, what's up? I want to get to know you, you know, sexually. Just be honest.
Be honest.
So then I can say no still, but it's just like, don't send me no motherfucking
eyeballs.
Yeah. You're weird as shit.
You're weird.
Why are you doing that?
But people don't know how to communicate. Yeah. And you got to think, we're growing up on this now.
Yeah.
So all we know is LOL.
All we know
is we literally type LOL and we're not laughing.
All we know literally. Is Insta. It's literally. Insta. It's
we literally type LMAO. Instant. How often are you laughing when you're typing
we're not,
that?
Listen, I type that all the time.
And not laugh.
And not laugh.
But the thing about it is I do think it's funny. I just am not laughing. But, Why am I not laughing?
But certain things we do like that's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other things, it's just like LOL.
Yeah.
It's like, but that's a problem. But I think I was talking to Ashley about this the other day. But I was like, our social media climate has developed and trained us to want access with no relationship.
Oh my
access
God.
With no relationship.
I want to have access to you. I want to know all your business or like fans, right? Yeah. They want access to us.
Yeah.
But you don't have a relationship with me to have
to
that type
me,
of access.
Even, yeah.
And as a man, don't you need we need to build this relationship okay, let's take it to a physical thing, right? Don't just stick your dick inside of me. Introduce yourself to my body.
We talked about that.
Introduce yourself to my body.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna say this and then we can get back to that. Girl, when she said, don't just stick your dick in my body, let me tell you something about that.
Okay, so wait, go back. Night. Okay, so we start from the conversation.
He was introducing himself.
He introduced himself.
I'm gonna tell you something about something.
Ooh. He was introducing himself.
The man was like.
She said, what happened?
Man,
start from the beginning.
Put on a condom and was like.
Wait, no, tell what's you the environment? Ready? What's the oh,
no,
Jesus.
You didn't set the
what's
environment.
What's the environment? What's the environment?
Oh my
what's
God,
the environment?
The environment is his house. So then it's his house. He was there. Hey. Order me food. Let me eat. All right. Look.
The environment was his house.
Listen, but I'm talking about like lights. LED lights. Listen.
Grown.
90s R&B.
90s.
Grown. Like, you're grown. I'm so sick of having sex to fucking Kodak Black.
Even went back.
I haven't done that in a while. I've been celibate for a year and a half.
I got cash. You're dancing on it. Like, I don't want to fuck this.
Don't Dougie inside of me.
Yes, no, I feel like a wild out girl. No. No. I don't want to two-step and fuck. This ain't right. Shout out to them because they some
this ain't right.
Voluptuous goddesses now.
They're not the Wild 'N Out girls. They're the goddesses.
They are the voluptuous goddesses.
Oh, that's what y'all call them?
But that, no, that's what Nick say. I didn't say that. But
they're the Wild 'N Out goddesses.
They're the goddesses now. But child, I'm talking about like the mood was set. It was like
before anything.
Like dimmer. Like you know, you see these Christmas lights? They were dimmed. All right, I'm sorry, Meg. I'm sorry. She looked like Jess. Come on now. This is for aesthetic.
It's October. you see this Christmas, Hanukkah.
Dimmed. I'm talking about. Ooh-wee. Let me tell you a song that came on and got my Anita Baker.
What?
And she not 90s. What? I said, how the fuck this get up in
Anita
here?
Baker?
I said, how the fuck this? But God. it was a playlist. Oof. And it was Jesus. And then I thought it was all 90s, but then it went back to the 80s. And then it went to.
So you curated a playlist.
It was a whole situation.
A playlist.
And then I'm in my mind trying to think, like, well, who the fuck else? And then I was like, no, I'm fucking.
They don't matter. They don't matter.
Yeah. I mean, just, come on. No, come on. No, they don't matter. Come on. Let me stop thinking. Fuck it. Because you know how we can get
like,
in our own way.
That doesn't matter.
And
that,
we can fucking.
That doesn't matter.
I'm thinking like, well, who the fuck else
had heard this playlist?
You ever have a thought and instantly dry up?
Oh, my God.
One thought instantly dry. Instant.
But like you said, don't just stick your dick in me.
Warm it up.
The man said, you ready?
Are you ready?
You ready? And I was like, yeah.
I
was like, no, you sure? Confirmation.
He was confident.
You sure?
He knew.
I said,
what's about to
happen? Well, I thought I was ready.
Yeah. I just gave a look and he was like, all right, I'm going to do it slow. Shut up over there.
It actually is literally the definition of on the edge of your seat.
We got to smoke a blunt about this. Yes.
On the edge of your seat.
Literally asking. And, you know, so when I say I'm serious, I've never experienced sensual sex.
Intimacy. Like, literally, not just.
Because, you know, we think. You know, as women, as young women, you know, we think that sex is all about the feeling. It's in your mind.
It's all mental.
It's the aesthetic.
It's all mental.
Ooh.
I'm talking about from the music to the dim lights to like the blue light, the LED light that was happening. And just from, oh my God, just
intentionality.
And then when you get into like your feeling on a person when you're having sex with them, you are telling them that they are beautiful.
Affirming
you
affirming
are. You are.
Affirming
during sex? Affirmations as you're stroking me. You don't understand. That makes me come more than your penis. Yeah, move the mics. Uh-huh. They're coming in a Honda.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Affirmations during sex?
That's crazy.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
So, do you want a girl or a boy? Let's start
What's
today.
What's going on? What's going on? That's it. And I was fucking sober. That's the thing that's still
that's important, because that is important, because you'd be like, I had the bed, like, you were fucked up, you were drunk, you barely remember it, you blacked out, like, bitch. Yeah. Any sex is great when you're drunk.
Yeah No,
it sober
wasn't that. It wasn't that. It's the affirming me,
yeah,
during sex
with a stroke.
You're so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
But you know what, though? The fact that is like, oh, my God, it's sad.
It's sad.
Yeah. Ain't it crazy?
That's sad.
It's sad.
Yeah.
That the fact that we're like, oh, my God. That.
Like, this is not what we should have been getting, or this is something that we're not privy to. And no. That's, you know why? Because we've been getting Insta-dick, like you said.
For sure.
Like, you know, people are growing up on Instagram now, and these. Everything is instant.
And I feel like men, to everything. Play devil's advocate, they don't know.
No, for
like,
sure.
The same thing as women don't know. Like, certain things you tell, I'm like, well, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I done had some good sex before, but I guess
it wasn't that.
It wasn't. That's ridiculous.
Even when you say, damn, I thought I loved this nigga before, but now I thought I was in love with.
It's crazy.
And we don't know
until
it's revealed to us, and then we pay attention to it.
So how do people know? How do you know? Like, how would a man, like, okay, I'm going to give it, we were talking to Niall. We went to eat with him.
We went
to grab food or
last
whatever.
Last time
we were here. And he said he's writing this book. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if we can say this, but.
Okay.
He's writing a book anyway.
Yeah. And it's dope.
It's so dope.
It's dope.
It was like 100 rules for men or something.
Yeah.
Just certain rules that he was saying, you know, Niall is older. He's a producer on Wild 'N Out, you guys. Shout out to Niall. He's
Love
older. Niall. So he was listing things. I'm like, that's sexy. Mm-hmm. Like, a man should know that. But even
mark
as a
time.
Woman, I'm like, I didn't even know that. Like, how do we know? I'm saying, if nobody is teaching us this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, even, you know what I mean? Like,
and
how
then,
do
like,
you know?
To an extent, like, how do we even fault them?
That's kind of what I'm trying to.
Because, well, you don't fault them, but you what's the intentionality? Like, are you trying to learn? Are you wanting to know?
So that's mm-hmm.
because
it.
Like, if a man is just having sex with you
to nut,
like, yeah. if he puts his dick in you and that's y'all's first
encounter.
That's not a nigga that you really want to be with. And there's a time and place for everything, right?
Right.
There are those times where it's like, all right, come on.
Yeah. Right? Like,
come on. But you lift up the butt cheek, turn over to the side. Yeah, come on real quick.
You know, acting asleep, you're not.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, stick it in real quick. Let's get the day started. There's time and place for that. But when it's like, okay, it's a thing. Like, we're in this thing.
Your intent should be to please me, to learn me, to see what I like. And people aren't having conversations about sex.
They're not talking about
what they like
sex.
And what they don't like.
I don't like that.
That's the problem.
And women, during sex, at least for me, I'll speak for myself, I have not always been vocal about what I don't like during sex. I don't like that.
You just said that a couple minutes ago. She was just like, yo, we don't. Talk about it.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah. We just don't.
Even after, like, what you liked, what you didn't like.
I have faked orgasms.
I'm an expert. I'm an award-winning actress.
Sweetie, I'm an actress.
What?
For sure.
Oh, my God. Like,
what?
I know how to shake my own
leg. Like, please. Yeah.
I will make you think I'm having it. I'm doing this.
Nigga.
Look.
All this. Hurry up. Literally.
Or like, sneaking, no. Or sneaking your hand to make yourself come so he thinks that you did, but really, you made yourself come and he didn't make you come.
Listen. And when a nigga, you know, they think they know different spots. And like you said, he didn't even get the time to know your body.
You didn't even.
He think everybody like what he been doing.
To every
so
person.
Put his fingertip in your butthole and he got a sharp ass nail
okay,
in there.
Okay, Jess.
And that shit gonna hurt.
Jesus.
And the next morning, you got the damn with the hemorrhoids.
We not gonna talk about hemorrhoids no more on this podcast.
Why?
B exposed that I had hemorrhoids, and she told the whole world that I had hemorrhoids.
We're not supposed to say that. We said we'll never say that word again.
No, well, I said it.
Yeah, but then she made a face.
Oh, God.
I was like,
you had hemorrhoids, Megan?
I'm sorry.
What happened?
Jess! Let it go. Somebody please.
All right.
I'm going to fight her.
Get her a little more drink.
Had hemorrhoids one time. This man had a sharp-ass thumbnail.
Jesus. And plucked your booty hole.
Thank you.
He plucked your booty hole.
I'm talking about that nigga was like, yeah. I'm like, ah, it hurts.
Get off me.
And then your nail.
But why do we not say
too long, bitch? Goddamn.
And hemorrhoids and bacteria. Yeah, just get out of my ass with that.
Yes.
But why do we not say in the moment, we don't like that.
We don't want to, and listen.
You don't want to hurt their ego and hurt the mood.
And we don't want to hurt their
ego. Hurt their pride. Yeah. We
but
don't want to hurt their pride.
Our butthole.
But you're not making me feel good.
Well, they're hurting our feelings.
No, but you're not making me feel good. This
in
isn't,
general,
it's not comfortable.
It's not.
You're doing this and you're hitting my inside of my wall.
That hurts.
My guy, it hurts.
Ladies, start speaking up
Men,
to your partners.
Please learn how to fuck if you got a curved dick.
Yeah. Oh. And you know what? That brings me to. No.
What? No, let's bring it around. What does it bring you to?
Seriously.
Real quick. Would a guy ever be pleasing you orally and then just start like, he's sucking on your clit, but then he start like fingering you and he just automatically do two fingers? Like, who said my shit was that wide and ready?
Yeah, it's
like,
not.
Like, I just, I hate.
You
and
just
when
got
like,
here.
Yeah, or, you, it's just like not a pelvic exam.
No. No,
did
pap
you find
smear.
It? Whatever
pap
you're looking
smear.
For down
literally.
There.
Literally,
that's not cool.
A
I
pap
don't
smear.
Like, don't fuck me with your fingers.
And don't do this.
Yeah, like
what
that's,
is that?
Relax.
No,
that.
You should.
I
like,
haven't had
no,
sex
you,
in so long. Oh,
listen,
me
how
either.
Long has it been?
A year and a half.
You ain't having sex in a year and a half?
Well, 4 months. Yeah, a year and 4 months.
That's so wholesome. I
no,
love that.
No, it's not purpose.
No
purpose.
Yeah,
just.
I love
okay,
it.
It is on purpose. Get,
about you.
I mean, it is on purpose. Because
you
could have
fucked a lot of niggas.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying.
No, for sure.
I'm saying.
I mean, it is on purpose, but it's because I don't want to
give
my body to anybody.
Yeah,
it's not like I'm trying to be celibate. I'm trying
so how do you please yourself? Do you use toys?
I just started, yeah.
Oh, my God. Which one?
Okay. This is not
Megan,
a sex podcast.
What? When's the last time you had sex?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I really don't know. That's a real fact. I don't know. It's probably
Bitch, don't you ever say 6 years. No. I was going to say, come on, Meg. Knock the dust off that pussy. Shit. What we doing here? Y'all finances all celibate and shit?
Well, after
talking about
this,
no for sure. Y'all don't know yet.
After this, you done told me that story about, we just gonna
I know,
say,
yeah, like,
we
you
just gonna
fucked
say his
me
name
up.
Was Brian. After the story about Brian, bitch, any nigga I meet next, oh we say, we're gonna be like, Brian can fuck.
No,
so what?
No, literally, Brian can fuck. And if you ain't coming
like,
Brian.
Think I'm like, who the fuck is Brian?
Listen, who's Brian?
Yeah, that's not, that dang his name. Don't be asking me about Brian.
That's
in the
not
streets,
his name.
That's not his name.
Whenever y'all see Jess, just go up to her and be like, Brian can fuck.
Yeah, seriously. Everybody go under her comments right now and say,
and go say
Brian
can
fuck.
Like, say that to y'all.
And
next time y'all niggas try to touch y'all, y'all men try to touch y'all, be like, get off me. Brian can fuck.
Brian can fuck.
You gonna get bitches beat up in
here. Who the fuck is Brian?
Who is Brian? But no, once you know that that exists, like, going back to what you said in the beginning, once you know that that exists, you know that that exists.
I don't want anything less than that.
And I don't want anything less than that.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
No matter what.
And that's what brings you to your fed up shit. If you weren't fed up before, if you were fed up, this is your confirmation. It's like, damn, no, it is someone that can please me mentally.
Yeah. That cares.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
And then sexually to top it off.
Yeah.
Shit, men don't even
when
ask.
You can look at bonus, I mean, when you can look at sex as a bonus.
Right.
Because everything else is great.
Right.
Ooh. Because a lot of people
that's
are.
That's the mic drop right there.
A lot of people are operating off of relationships.
Based off sex
based off
first.
Sex.
Yeah.
How big his dick is, how much money he got, and oh, he fucked me so bad, but he got money. Like oh,
what?
You know, or he fucks me so good, but he fucking broke. Excuse me?
Or he fucks me so good and he's just mean.
Mean.
Like, yep, he doesn't even like me.
He's only nice to me when we fuck.
Yeah.
Wow. Or he's only nice to me so I can fuck him.
I don't know anything about him, but he fucks good.
Wow.
I don't even know what the fuck his purpose is, but he fucks great.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
That's why he got 8 babies,
but it's all right.
But
sometimes,
I'm not pregnant.
But sometimes it don't even be about that. Sometimes bitches be staying with niggas because I can make him come and I like the fact that I can do that for him. Mm. I don't even like the sex, but I make him come and I like that.
But that says so much about you.
You're trying
to please this man.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you've never been pleased,
and you've never
life.
Been
in your
pleased.
Life.
And at what
your
point
life.
Do you take responsibility for your
pleasure.
Happiness
yeah.
and your,
yeah.
you know, your fulfillment?
Yeah, yeah.
You just gonna keep having bad sex?
Yeah, not just sexually, emotionally,
but
too.
Yeah, that yeah. too. But I'm saying like, or bad intimacy.
Yeah, in
bad
general,
intimacy.
Across the board, because intimacy is mental too. Not
like good. I want substance.
Yeah.
I want true intimacy.
Yeah.
Like true intimacy.
Yeah, me too.
And that starts. Here.
In the mind.
Absolutely.
It starts in your mind. The fact that you had a whole conversation and he's trying to get to know you and know what you think about, know how you feel, and then
be
like,
intimate.
Let me
yeah.
let I wanna be intimate. Let me introduce myself to your mind and then let me introduce myself to your body.
Wow. Guys, take notes.
Please.
Because Brian can
please.
Fuck.
Please.
I'm sorry.
He can. Jesus.
Brian can fuck. Brian can talk.
Oh.
Brian can communicate. He can relay.
Five, he okay. can relay. That, oof, man.
I'm so happy for you.
As one woman to another, I'm happy for you.
Jesus.
I'm happy for you because every woman should have that feeling.
I
everybody
couldn't even hug Brian. I gave him a church hug last time I saw him.
Last time I saw him, I said, you got to stay there.
I said,
how you doing?
I can't even look him in his eyes. I said, brother Brian.
Yeah, for sure. Brother Brian.
Brother Brian.
He's like, hug me. You're being weird. I said, oh, yeah. Jesus.
Never see that man the same.
You're
I said,
man.
You are a great,
you're a great
guy.
All jokes aside, he's a great man in general.
He,
I know he's a great
straight
man.
Up. Straight up.
All the time.
He's a great guy.
Always, since I've known him. Great person.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But we're going to shift a little bit from sex to something you guys can relate about.
Okay.
That I'm manifesting one day.
Okay.
Manifest, motherhood.
Ooh. Yes.
Look, that made you light up.
Yes. I would love to see you be
that
with a
baby.
That
made you
girl.
Light up. I know. I but want a little girl. Yeah. Let's talk about motherhood. I asked you off camera, has there been anything lately, like, obviously, it's a life learning lesson. We have seen slash grow up before our eyes on social media. Because you've been on social media for years and he's 10 now.
Yep, 10.
So when I see him now, I'm like, he's playing football. He's working out. He's
totally, yeah, he has a trainer. He has a fitness trainer. He works out.
I love that.
So
3 days
cute.
A week. Yeah.
Seeing him grow up on the internet. So something recent that he's taught you or you've learned about motherhood, like going into these double digits, he's damn near a preteen.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what have you been going through like lately in motherhood? How has that been? And
girl.
On her show, your baby daddy's on your show, right?
Yeah, my son's father is.
I'm sorry. She said my son's father.
Yeah, your son's father.
Yeah,
my baby daddy, my son's father is on my show.
Your son's father is on your show.
Rome, he, yeah. But my
son. They actually
son,
have a show together.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Listen, that is literally my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of people have never seen a dynamic like me and Rome.
It's great. It's really dope to watch how y'all co-parent and how y'all are friends.
Man, Rome will call me 2:00, 3:00 in the morning. Yo, man, this girl tripping, man. What I supposed to do, Jazz?
Mm.
What I supposed to do? And a lot of that, like, comes from him not having his mom.
Mm.
He doesn't have sisters.
Mm.
He had no woman to properly raise him and show, you know, after he found his mother dead at 10, he found her first.
Wow.
So it's like he has no. So this is a very emotional year for him too, because now his son is now 10, you know, and he's like, I remember when I was 10,
you
know. So you know, but that's why that's my nigga.
Yeah,
like, that's my family. Like that's my like.
That's how it should be.
You know, that's how it should be.
Any relationship that I've entered or I've even, you know, it's like, look, I ain't like everybody. I'm not beefing with this man.
Ever. Right.
That's like my brother. As weird as it sounds, that is like my brother.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's going to be at Thanksgiving. He's going to be at Christmas.
Right.
And listen, this is even weird. This is vulnerability, though. I can walk around this nigga neck and he'd be like, girl, put some fucking clothes on. What the fuck are you doing?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like
it's
that.
It's to that point now. Yeah.
It's to that point.
That's beautiful,
he's not attracted
though.
That is
to me.
Yeah.
But he loves me like he loves me.
Mm-hmm. Was it always like that?
No. It took. All right. So me and Rome, our son is 10. Me and Rome haven't even been attracted to each other since our son was like 2. Mm. So for 8 years, we've been on this journey of just friendship, family ship. Like I've given him advice on other women.
Yeah.
And women have left him because he's called me. And it's like, they can't get with it. They can't. They're just like, oh, you too close. You got to be fucking her. Because that's the stigma put on these co-parenting
because we don't have platonic relationships.
People don't
talk
it's
about
like, why aren't we allowed?
How important they
why
are.
Why am I? I've even dated a couple guys that's like, nah, you're a little too close to that nigga. Well, look, you gonna have to go.
Yeah,
right.
If you can't get with that,
right.
You have to trust and believe. Me and this man don't want me.
He
we're not
the
attracted
father
to
of my son.
But he's the father of my child. I gotta be
cool
with him.
I have to.
Yep.
That's my family.
I have to respect him.
That's
I
my
have to be
family.
Him.
Even after my son is 18. That's still gonna be my fucking family.
Yeah. Forever.
He has 5 children. I love all of them.
Mm. Wow.
Like them, I'm close with the moms.
Wow.
I'll get them.
Wow.
I don't know.
I love that. But that's how it should be.
Yeah.
And
that's
you guys doing that is an example and setting the tone in the example of how it should be, because that's how it should be.
Yeah.
And I see that with my father and my mom.
Yeah.
They are friends.
Yeah.
They are best friends.
That's so good.
And that's so,
and they're both
as a child,
single,
though, it feels good to know that your parents
respect
care
and love each
can
other.
Be,
yeah.
Yep, without being together.
Because
yeah.
every yep. child's fear is their family not being together. Mm-hmm. But if you remain a family, then you're showing your child that we're still a family.
Yeah.
We just are
we
not,
ain't got to live in the same house. We just
not,
don't live in the same house.
We're a family, though. And we're always going to show
love
up
each other.
For you.
Yep.
We're always going to show up and come together as a team for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's important.
I love that.
And in our culture, you don't see that a lot.
And
you know what I mean?
And that's why it's so foreign to people when people, you know, oh, she got baby. They still hunching. They still, and it's ill. Please. Never again. Never. But my son... He's 10, and Ashton used to be all over me. He is not anymore. I'm going through that stage of motherhood where my son is just like,
come here,
oh my
give me
God,
a kiss.
Don't kiss me, please, mom. And I'm like, you don't miss me? He's like, yeah, I miss you. I text you. And I'm like, motherfucker, what?
Hug me. Kiss me.
Hug me.
Cuddle.
Tell me you love me. There was a time where he was so affectionate.
Mm.
And it was only like 2 years ago when he was like 8.
Yeah.
Girl. I can't get that boy to kiss me. I have to make him. He'd be like, oh, all right, whatever, stop. you know, and I'm still trying to juggle motherhood with being a successful businesswoman as well. He said he plays football. He hates the camera. He hates
really.
Like, yo, remember he used to love the camera.
Now he doesn't.
No,
he used to love doing
He's
this.
He's like, no,
I don't want to do that.
I'm
good.
I don't want to record. I don't want to. Even when we're out and people come up, oh my God, just let us come and take a picture. He gets upset. He's like, she with a family. She with her family, and it's just like, yeah, she. And I have to have these conversations. Like, look, you know who I am, right?
Yeah.
You have to. I will say, and look, I always say no out of respect, out of respect for my son.
Yeah.
So he knows that I'm not choosing
to take a picture over your comfortability. Yeah.
But I do have these talks with him. Like, it's like, yo, look, this is what I do.
This is what comes with the job.
Yeah. This is what my duties consist of.
Yeah.
They're fans, Ash. Yeah. They know you too.
Yeah.
They know, you know, you can't be mean or you can't get upset with mommy.
Yeah.
Just wants to, because I'll tell everybody know. Except for kids, I can't say no to kids.
Mm-hmm.
And be like teenagers and, you know, these kids come on. No.
Come on. Yeah. What do you think is the biggest lesson he's taught you?
My son?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Girl.
He likes so much.
It's like a lot.
They're the ultimate teachers.
Especially at his age. Mm-hmm. So much. I learn something new every day. Like, this is something that affects me more than I can tell you. What he's taught me, because I'm still trying to learn how to be a full-time mom. Mm. Girl, so I have denied offers on Saturdays because his games are on Saturdays.
Mm. That's like Megan. She'd be like, I have to be back by Sunday. If we go somewhere on the weekend, she flies out the first flight Sunday, and she goes straight to her, Jonas
to
baseball.
Your baby.
Yeah.
Like that, because the last thing I want him to say when he grew up, and they're going to interview him, and they're going to interview Jonah. They're going to.
Yep.
And
yep.
Last thing we want them to say is, I mean, she paid for everything, but she wasn't there.
I never want that.
I don't want that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I worked to get when I closed on that estate and I took him out that fucking home.
Y'all hear that? Don't just
estate.
Estate.
Yes. Yes.
It's an estate.
When I closed on that estate.
I didn't buy a house. I don't have a house.
Woo!
There's nothing wrong with a house.
Yeah.
Because I've had plenty of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I was renting. I bought my first estate at 30 years old. Mm-hmm. That felt so good to be the first one in my family to do something like
crazy.
That without going to college.
Yeah.
Without a college degree.
Yeah.
Without them.
With being you.
Beating it in my mind. No, you got to go to. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Being you.
Being me.
Yep.
I took him out there and he was like, oh my God, my room is bigger than yours. I'm like, no, chill out, it's not. But, you know, But
relax.
Your room is big.
Yeah.
Your room is bigger than all the guest rooms.
Yeah.
I have guest rooms. I don't plan on having no guests.
Right.
I don't plan on having a guest.
Listen,
let's just make that one a beauty room, little sauna, gym.
I've never lived like I live now.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I grew up in the hood.
Such
you know
a
what I'm saying? And yeah, like I have a main house, I have a pool house, I have a jacuzzi, a pool, an outdoor bar.
And she's saying this on camera. Who can come to the house warming?
Oh, excuse me? Yes.
Oh, I was about to say.
B. Simone is invited. Megan is invited. We got Pretty V. We only
everybody.
my friends. Okay.
When's the house?
And it ain't even about. It's in D.C., which is about an hour away from Baltimore. Yeah. But it's D.C. It's just more. It's less. It's more out the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Less
quiet,
traffic.
Yeah.
It's quiet. I can. If I yell and scream, my neighbors won't hear me.
Right.
Oh, no, that's right.
Like,
right.
I've wanted
your
to
space.
Live, like, I've dreamed of living like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I remember, because I remember living on Fairmount Avenue and Emerson Avenue where niggas getting killed outside my door.
Jesus.
I can't even go to school right now because they got to come pick the body up.
Oh, my God.
Like, man, what? When I say I don't want my son in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I remember when my son was two, my lights was off. I'm still living in the hood. Lights was off.
Yes.
All I had was candles.
Mm.
All I had was candles. And my son was the only person to keep me sane. This boy is like,
oh, baby.
Like I'm lighting candles and he's playing games. Like, mom, there's a ghost.
Mm.
And there is, and I've talked about this on Reckless. I'm like, yo, we made it out of a game.
Mm.
Wow.
I'm upset. I'm like, yo, I never thought I would be here.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought I would be here with my lights out. And I have my two-year-old.
He just sitting there being a kid playing.
He playing.
Playing.
Happy.
And he like,
this
it's
is
a
great.
Ghost, mom. It's And well, and that happened.
You don't make me cry.
That was like 3 months straight.
Oh, baby. I'm so proud of you.
Wow.
So when you go from there to here.
That's God.
That's God.
It's like, baby, you
she
got
said
your
an
own
estate. Yeah. I don't even know what an estate is.
You got, yes, you do.
It's big. It's just big.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the actual definition of that, like, an estate. But keep tell your story.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So that is the part of, like, motherhood, yo. And it's like, yo, now you got your own bathroom. We don't got to share bathrooms. Mm-hmm. We don't got to worry about no fucking landlord taking 6 months to fix something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't got to worry about having mice and roaches and shit. We don't have
giving
to worry about
that.
Giving
them a whole nother life.
A whole experience.
A whole experience.
Yeah. So I just try so hard to give him the shit that, you know, I didn't have. Mm-hmm. And that's what that is. And I'm 30, man. And I'm like, look.
It's such a balance, though,
yeah.
Because you want to give them everything that you didn't have, and then you don't, but at the same time, realizing that all they want is you. Do you know what I mean? And that's a hard struggle because you work your ass off to give them everything, and really what they want is just you.
And that's
hard
and
as
that's
fuck.
That's what I realized, Meg. I'm just like, yo, that's why he not crying. That's why he not affected that our lights are off, because... He just happy
he
to
just
be with mommy.
He's happy to he be, happy with to be you. Here.
I'm playing games with him. Like, we acting like it's ghosts. You know, I got to wait for the sun to come up.
Come on.
For the light to, you know. Now, our water worked, but it was no power. You know what I'm saying? So, everything go bad in the fridge. And it's like, fuck.
Damn, bro.
You know, but no, I'm going to make sure we get some motherfucking food. I'm selling my shoes. And I'm selling shit that he can't fit no more.
Wow.
And I'm going to Boost. I'm stealing from stores. And yeah, I'm going to fuck.
I didn't even know
I'm gonna make
this.
Sure. Yeah. They don't know this.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, just know for sure. That's why I love this.
I
the
love
name
you,
of your shit. Like, you have to know for sure.
Yeah.
What you
so,
what you do.
You have grown so
and
much.
What you
I
called to. Yeah.
That's what's making me emotional. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're such a different person than who I met 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, your growth is impeccable. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
That type of resilience and that type of commitment to what you feel called to do. Mm-hmm. Because you know how many moms are in that situation who would have bowed out and went and got a 9-to-5 just to make it work?
Yeah.
And get stuck in that cycle.
And get stuck.
And get stuck. Or go to a nigga.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The wrong nigga.
Yep.
Yes.
Bringing their kids around the wrong nigga.
You see what I'm saying?
Listen.
Like, for you to, like, I never want you or anybody that has experienced, or any of us as women, just in general. One thing my mom told me that really resonated with me one time, she said, I never want you to forget how strong you are and what you've survived. Because she's like, because a lot of times as Black women, it becomes our normal. So it just becomes
there.
Of what we, this is what we do.
Yeah.
And we never really take account of, like, no, you actually survived
you're
that.
Like,
Look what you did.
That's not, like, oh,
you
yeah,
have an
you
estate.
Did that.
You were just, had your lights out.
That's crazy.
With your now you're living
with your baby.
On an estate. I don't ever want you to forget what you accomplished and what you went through. Like, you survived that. Look how strong you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And as Black women, I feel like we don't give ourselves the credit.
We're like, my lights are out. Yeah, I didn't.
It's like, of course, I did what I had to do. That's our thing. We just did what we had
and
to do.
And it's so normal.
You
and
were
it's
strong.
No, it's like, I did what I had to do, but it took some fucking work to do that. And I did it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let nobody. Nobody, not a man, not a woman,
not
a dog,
social media
not a
comments,
cat, not a bot,
not people that don't fucking know
nobody.
Me.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to take that away from me. I did that.
Yep.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you did, like, that's inspiring.
Big.
Outside of the TV shows and all of that, as a mom sitting there with your child with no lights, that is fucking motivating. That is inspiring.
That's inspiring.
That is inspiring.
And it was a choice. She made the choice to not stay there. She chose to figure it out.
Yeah.
God is never going to leave you or forsake you. He's going to be there regardless of your decisions. But she made the choice. Oh, we talked about in the last episode, God wants to see your effort. You are here because of the choices you made.
Yeah.
God gives us free will. You made the choice to figure it out. You made the choice to get to that estate. You made the choice to do your comedy.
That's
you
right.
chose to do that.
And now think about the standards that your son is going to forever have about a Black woman.
Yeah.
you set the standard. Nah, because I know what my mom did.
Yeah.
I know how my mom, yeah. like, I know, you know what I'm right. saying? Like, yeah. I know what's possible because I've seen it.
Yeah.
I absolutely. Remember sitting on the floor looking at ghosts.
You know what I'm saying? And I could have went back home.
Yeah.
To my mom. No.
No.
I'm going to go there.
I'm going to figure it out.
Once I seen that it wasn't affecting my son, like it was affecting me, I'm like, all right, I can do this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did that shit for 3 months.
That's crazy.
And listen, we, and no disrespect to Rome, you know, this was obviously before we became good friends. He had came into a big settlement of money. And I remember calling him and asking him, and we've talked about this on Reckless. I asked him, I said, yo, I just need money just to get caught up on my rent. Mm-hmm. And he like, don't you got a nigga?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I have your son. And the reason why I don't give a fuck about this nigga is because I was dealing with niggas, but I would never let them know I was down.
Right.
No, you dropped right. me off to a dark house. It's because my lights is, look, I turned my lights yep. off, motherfucker.
Yep. I keep my lights off.
Yeah. No, it ain't none of that. I keep my lights off. You ain't ever coming in.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want you to come in and fuck me. No. I want you to take me out to a, just wow. so I can get away from this.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. For a second.
Just, that's it. And I come back. You know, and then I wait for him to fucking pull off. I get in my little beat up hoopty. I drive around the corner to get my son from daycare, which I'm struggling to fucking pay.
Jesus.
And I go and I take him in the house, and now I have to act like we going back in. So, look, you want to play the ghost game tonight? And he played it every night with me.
Wow.
He don't care.
Wow.
He was two. He played it every night with me.
Wow.
So
that's inspiring, man.
You know,
that's inspiring.
Yeah, I could have went back home. I don't care. You could have went back home. And then when I talked about it on Reckless, and my mom is like, "What's wrong, Boo Boo? You didn't, because that's my nickname, Boo Boo. Why wouldn't you?" I'm like, "Ma, no, I never seen you go back home. You struggle with us,
yeah.
And you could have went to Early's house, which is my grandmother, God rest her. So you ain't never had to go back there.
Yep.
Why? You made it work.
You made it work.
You made it work. My mom was always the breadwinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And her marriage, my dad, she's never been able to do something. She's my fucking hero. I'm going to be that for Ash. Mm-hmm. I don't need to go back home.
It's that being brave.
Yeah. Yep. As long as it didn't affect him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As long as he wasn't scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He
yeah.
made me be like, oh, I can get through this
shit. I can
shit.
Do this. He chilling.
Yep.
Yeah.
And when his dad was like, well, I'm not putting no money in your hands. I'll take my son. He did say, I'll come get my son.
Mm.
You think I'll let that happen? You got me fucked up.
You said, nah, I figured it out.
No. This is Ghost House.
No. Okay. We're going on another adventure tonight.
Yep.
We're going to play
we're
a game.
Fine.
No.
We'll figure it out.
Because he's not, because even with the lights on and everything there and all the glitz and the glam that you got from your settlement and all that, he still ain't going to be happy there like he is with me, because he's already adapted to being here.
With his mom.
His mom, yeah.
I love
So, you know, and Rome has apologized repeatedly. Like, I was just in a different space. We were young. Mm-hmm. I'd never had shit. So when I came into that money, I'm trying to buy bitches and get bitches out of my league. And you and my son weren't my priority. I'm sorry. And it's just like, yo, I forgive you. I love you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You didn't
yeah.
know. He didn't know.
He didn't know.
Yeah,
so,
and good for him.
I'm telling you, that man worships the ground I walk. I will never, ever leave you like that again.
Apologizing and coming.
You're my friend, Jess. You're my family.
Yeah.
The only woman that I have that I will fight for.
That can for real call on.
That's
that
my,
will be
my,
there
yo,
no matter what.
My girl, you my nigga, man. Yeah. Like,
That's how
is.
It should be when you have a child with somebody.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be. Why are
if
we
If y'all
beefing?
Don't make it as a relationship, y'all can still be
close
and
cool. Y'all can still be cool. Yeah. Y'all created something.
Yeah,
like,
we
created something beautiful.
We created that. Like, we should.
We made a person.
Yeah, we made a whole human.
We making people and shit. This is nice.
So, we making people and stuff.
Yes.
I love that. I didn't know that.
I did not know that story.
That is very inspiring.
Yeah, nobody knows.
That is very inspiring.
But y'all know. Y'all know for sure now.
Yeah, we know for sure.
That type of resilience. And it makes looking at you different now on stage.
Yeah.
Like, you take it differently now.
In general. Yeah.
Like, when you know someone's story and you know where they've come from and where God has brought them from, you look at it differently. Like, I can't ever unsee that.
Unsee that.
Yeah. And you see why I go hard for people that I love, you say, well, I go hard. I go hard for that one. Don't fucking play.
Yeah. Hard.
Like, I go hard.
Hard.
Or just be in the comments. I'd be like,
it's okay. She'd be like, all right, I'm done. I'd be like, thank you, though. At least somebody can fight me. You know, I'm not
you don't
fight
have
me.
To comment under every.
I know.
She'd be like, I don't give a fuck. I'd be like, okay.
Like, fuck that. I don't like that shit. I'm like,
bitches be sneaking on what? Like, Jess.
I'm like, okay.
It's all right. You know, I'm still trying to get good with that. You know, remember Michelle Obama said something. When they go low, we go high. Michelle, I'm in the middle.
Yeah, they low. I'm just a medium. I'm medium.
I can't because I can go high, but then sometimes, bitch, if you take, I will go low because don't
I'll
be
come,
sneaky.
Yeah.
Ooh,
you know, I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
Damn, I love you, Jess. Before we go.
Yeah. For sure.
We are going to do what we know for sure, what we don't know for sure. But I want you to tell our audience, because as please
slow down.
I know.
Just slow down. That's all you have to do is slow down.
But it's when okay. my brain tells but me tell to slow down, I just have to stop.
Yeah.
There is no slow down. It's stop.
Stop. Pause. Sila. You know what Sila means?
No.
To pause and calmly think. Sila.
Sila.
What language is that?
Not sure.
Love it.
Hebrew.
I like it.
Yep, Hebrew.
Sila.
Sila. To pause and calmly think. Have a Sila moment. Mm. There you go.
All time. Right, so what I was...
And then she'll be like, fumble right back into it. She's like...
And then she's going to be like, Sila.
Sila, Sila.
Jesus.
No, stop.
Okay, all right.
Tursa. Sila. Get chicken again.
How do you say Sila sexy?
No, Sila. It's like Sila. Like,
oh my God.
We obviously have a lot of beautiful Black women. They watch our show to get inspired. Mm-hmm. So if you could tell them anything, and the men too, not just the beautiful Black women.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys.
We have a lot of guys.
No, for sure.
But I'm glad you were vulnerable and shared a lot of your story. You probably have shared a lot of this before, but I've never heard it.
Never
and even being your friend, just one thing that you could tell them to be inspired. Just one thing.
Listen, like I just told y'all, y'all just heard my story about it. I wanted to come to know for sure and tell my story. You know what I'm saying?
You.
A lot of y'all that don't even, and I've never even gotten in depth with it in Reckless. It's four of us on there. So I want to give my family a chance to speak on shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But no, here, these women make me feel vulnerable anyway. Because, you know, when you walk in your faith and you're a God-fearing woman. I'm sorry. I don't know everybody's religion, but look, mine is of that. I'm a Christian woman. I'm God-fearing and anything is fucking possible. Mm-hmm. Like, where I come from will not depict where I'm going, but I'll never forget where I came from. It's different.
Thank you,
it's different. And yo, I just still hear the message from their previous episode, like just being stagnant is not where you want to be.
Yeah.
You have to come up out of that shit. Even if you go through things in your childhood, it can either take you two ways.
Mm-hmm,
you can let it affect you for the rest of your life, or you can let it make you something great.
Great.
Yeah.
You don't have to forget it.
Yeah.
You just have to make it help you evolve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people don't change. People evolve.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's different. My evolution is what makes me Jess, is what makes me who I am, you know, as a mom. And I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know everything.
Yeah.
I don't have everything.
Yeah.
But that's what's going to keep me going. I'll never be happy with where I am. You're not supposed to be.
Mm.
Beyonce ain't happy where she is.
Always trying to
she
get better
always,
with something.
That's why, it's always something that we have to work on and get better at. So just to inspire you guys as Black women and Black men, and you know, some whiteys watching, you know, hey.
We love y'all, too.
We love y'all, you know?
Hey.
And all other races and the others.
You like Indian, Asian,
and the
whoever's watching.
You know, and other.
Because,
you
Check
know, y'all
other.
On there, too. You know, y'all all mixed up. But we
some whiteys watching. Jesus Christ.
Just keep on going.
Yeah.
Keep on fucking going. It don't matter where you've been. It only matters about where you're going.
Love Thank you for sharing that with us.
I know. That was
my eyes started watering.
Yeah,
I was like, I had to put my hands up here.
I was like, I did not plan to cry this goddamn drink. I ain't planning to cry. Shit.
God.
But no. Sometimes, but that's what I said. When you can be vulnerable with other women.
That's it.
Girl, look, because nowadays, I know we gotta go, but nowadays, it's a pissing contest.
What?
Everything is
you
competitive.
You walk in a room and be like,
everything is competitive. It's, oh, I bet she ain't got as much as me.
Jesus.
Oh, I bet it's like, God damn.
Give me a second.
If the niggas are against us and the bitches are,
who is for
who
us?
Who is for us?
Yeah. I'm glad you feel
coming
like
together,
that, though.
Yeah. It feels
God damn.
Good. It feels good. I love having.
It feels so good.
It feels so good.
Yeah. And to know other women have your back.
That shit.
Like, that feels everything. So good, man.
If I walk in the room and, oh, we need a female comedian. Jess Hilarious Pretty V.
Boom. Yeah.
Who y'all? Who else?
Boom.
Like, to know that you have my back in a room that I'm not in.
Always.
You know, that this feels
good. That feels good.
It feels good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
it feels
and
good.
It exists. It exists, y'all.
For those who think it does not.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. It really does. Yeah. We are living proof of that.
And it doesn't exist everywhere. But if you start doing the work, it can be everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are inspired.
Yeah.
I know for sure. People are inspired by these type of collaborations and shit like this, man. Like, oh, damn. They did.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Because they don't see us doing skits together and all that shit. But like, y'all gotta know it's a real foundation.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Years.
Listen.
Yeah.
So it's like when I need her, she's there. You know, when she needs me, I'm there. When she don't need me, I'm there. When I'm doing too much, when I'm trying to pull up, and she's like, look, we're better than that. I'm like, I'm trying. But I'm gonna beat this bitch up.
You know, for real.
That's real.
You need that sometimes.
You need those people. You need some. You need some rowdies.
You do.
Yeah.
Jess is rowdy.
Yeah.
And you need it.
You need it. You need it.
I ain't denying
it. She ain't gonna let nobody walk all over her
friend. That's right. Fuck no.
Yeah.
So,
we love you, Jess.
I love this.
Okay, what do you, Jess, what do you know for sure? What are you saying no to for
and then
sure?
We'll go around.
Oh, what am I saying no to for
like,
sure?
Like a hard no, like, non-negotiable.
Stagnant and stuck. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, listen, and I'm not even trying to be repetitive. Listen, that's not only in relationships. Stagnant,
anything.
You can be stagnant and stuck.
Your career.
With yourself. You can be stagnant and stuck. You know how many times, going back to the rail shit, where I say, yo, I have felt stagnant and stuck that I haven't been able to dominate TV since 4 years ago. Where am I going? Where am I going? It's like, yo, stagnant and stuck. Stagnant, that's not where I want to be. You can be stagnant and stuck in friendships.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People who are not happy for you genuinely.
Yeah.
Bitch, are you happy for me?
Yeah.
Why? I'm happy for you. I've been here every step. You can be stagnant and stuck with your parents.
Yeah.
You don't know me like that. Like you act
Jesus.
Like, you know, you think because you raised me and I've lived
you
in your house
me.
That
you don't
know every
know
single
me.
Thing. Stagnant and stuck with you.
Wow. That's a whole nother,
That's what I say no to for sure. You can be stagnant and stuck with your child. Get to know them.
Yeah.
Get to know them.
Because they
them.
Know more about the internet than they know about us.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. Don't. That's my no.
I love that.
Stagnant and stuck with anything.
I love that.
You can be stagnant and stuck on your job. You going clock
career.
In and you still feeling empty every day. Change that shit.
Change it.
That you're saying no to, for sure.
And everybody needs to say no to that.
Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Oof, I'm like, what's mine?
Yeah.
No, I'm
piggybacking.
Yeah, I'm piggybacking.
That's it.
I'm circling back.
No, seriously.
And what I
so
know
much.
For sure is that women can have these relationships.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It exists. And I feel like that is a part of Know For Sure's purpose to show people like Black women can have this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 20 years in, it is not perfect. Mm-hmm. We do have a relationship that we...
Y'all do the same thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all are both female comedians.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, and y'all are Black. So I'm pretty sure that it's sometimes it's either Jess or B.
Yeah.
B or Jess.
Listen.
Or Jess or V. Or Vina or Jess. I'm
Listen.
Sure it's that.
Yeah.
And y'all are friends. Support each other.
Baby, I had the Bounce premiere in Atlanta. I wanted them to come so bad, but they were on set, wild and out. I'm like, don't worry, whatever. They left set. They pulled up in their wildin' out sweats.
Let's go.
And loud, rowdy. What's
what?
Up? Proud
on
of
the
you.
Side.
Yep, I'm sitting
clapping.
There being ghetto. Like, yeah, that's my motherfucking friend. I smack yo. Like, she's like, nobody here is
like, trying to fight.
You know, like, yo.
But that's real.
Good. Rushed over there, like in the their damn wildin' out shirts on. Standing on, there was barely no seats left, just standing there to see me.
I'ma stand up
on stage.
I don't give a fuck.
But I love that.
That's real.
It exists,
that's
y'all.
Real. Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying I know for sure that this exists in the Black community and with Black women that do the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
I'm gonna
you
say,
can have it.
I'm gonna say no to taking that for granted. Like, I don't want to make this common. I don't want to treat it as common. Yeah. I want to treat it as what it is. That's precious.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
It's a gift.
It is not, it's rare, and I want to treat it as such.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make sure other people treat it as such.
Wow.
You're not going to touch this and just do whatever you want with it. This is rare.
Yeah.
And you're going to respect it and have reverence for it as such.
Mm.
I have reverence for, like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it puts me in, like, a check my attitude mode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing? You living your life. I told Ashley this last night. I said, we on a flight. We booked a flight Wednesday and came to New York on a Thursday in a suite in the middle of Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Flew our friends out.
Yep. Yep.
Pull up.
Yep.
I'm not taking that shit
for
as
granted.
Common or rare. That
nope.
is a gift. That is a blessing.
It's a blessing.
And I'm going to treat it as such. And I'm going to check my attitude because what
it's
you
a
mad
blessing.
For?
It's a blessing.
What you mad for?
It's
what
a
you
blessing.
Got an attitude for? You tired?
Come
you tired
on.
Of what? You living your best life.
Yeah.
Yep.
You want to be tired work, here or you want to be tired clocking in?
What do you want to do?
Yep.
Either
yep.
way, you're going to be yep. tired.
You tired. I wake up with a grateful heart.
Yeah.
Wake up and be great. Show up and be grateful.
Yeah.
The fact that we got a mic and cameras and we get to talk to millions of people. And get paid for that.
And they listen.
And they listen.
And they get it.
And they're changed by it.
Yep.
What are you?
Yep.
What
impact.
Are you upset listen. About?
The impact.
Fucking
impact.
The real,
real
fucking impact.
Impact.
Yes.
Because
making
yes.
a positive change.
Influencing and impacting are
two different
fucking things.
I'm not interested in influence.
No.
Because influence can be manipulation.
Yep.
I'm not trying to I want you to be impacted.
Mm-hmm.
I want
change
you to be
your life.
Changed.
And change
I want
your life.
You. I want to say the things that make you think. Even if you don't agree, does it make you think?
Yeah.
Does it cause you to look within yourself
you
and say,
feel something?
Something.
Something.
I don't want to say things that appease you and make you feel good all the time.
Yeah, that's not what the fuck we're trying to do.
We're not trying to do that.
Yeah.
We're trying to make you think
yeah.
and trying to evolve the conversation.
Yeah.
I don't want to get on a mic and talk about who's fucking who.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't want to get on a mic and say who said what to who.
The pop culture, the daily
yeah.
I'm not interested
all
in that.
All the shit that everyone else speaks
yeah.
on their podcast. No,
yeah.
that's why this is different.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's why I'm so vulnerable with them. That's why I'm like,
and
okay.
thank you for sharing your
safe.
Story.
Yeah.
We want to hear that.
Yeah.
People want to hear that.
Yeah.
They need
that's,
to hear
that
it.
That is going to change somebody's life.
Yeah.
That. Forever. You know how many moms you, like, that is literally going to change. Your what you went through and then sharing what you went through, going through the process,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
being resilient,
mm-hmm.
and then sharing what you went through, not being ashamed of what you went
no.
through, putting it out there. Do you know how many generations you just saved? You saved generations.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That
That's
is
crazy.
What that is. And I don't want to treat it as common.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Why are we mm-hmm. like, no, that is
mm-hmm.
big.
Mm-hmm.
You just saved somebody's life with
because
that.
They're going to make a choice based off her story.
Yeah.
Yes, because I see that it exists.
Yeah.
She did it.
Yeah.
My lights just, like, there is a mom. My lights just went out.
Just now.
Just
you
now.
Know,
somebody's
yeah.
lights just went off.
Yeah.
Somebody just got fired.
That's crazy.
Somebody has a new baby.
Somebody is watching this holding their baby, crying.
Yeah.
Trying to figure
Damn,
it out.
Bro.
And because she stayed resilient, she stayed committed, and she wasn't ashamed of where she came from.
Mm-hmm.
She was vulnerable enough to say, yo, for 3 months,
we had
thug it playing
out.
Ghost games
yeah.
in this
Come
bitch.
On.
Yeah.
And now I have an estate.
Yeah.
Oh, Jess.
We'll never go back.
Oh, yeah. my God.
Oof,
that is
crazy.
Powerful.
That is
yeah.
powerful.
That is powerful.
So powerful. And I'm so grateful.
That is powerful, man.
So
that
thankful.
Is not common.
That is powerful.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is not common, bro.
Yeah.
That is not common.
Yeah.
That's not, don't ever take
yeah.
that for granted. That
never.
Is not
yeah.
common.
Never.
I'm proud of you.
Thank
I've
you.
Seen your growth. I'm so
Thank
proud
you.
Of you. I love you. And y'all, another episode
mm-hmm.
of the Know For Sure podcast.
Where we drink and cry.
What? With our girl, Jess Hilarious.
Oh,
I hope you saw another
yeah.
side of her that you
I love
have
you,
never
Jess.
Seen. Aww. I know I did. I love you so much, too. I'm like,
I know. I'm like, woo.
That is a blessing, bro. I love you so much.
Thank
we
you.
Out.
I love y'all,
Bye,
too.
Y'all.
Thank you so much.
Jess.
That was crazy.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.